I'm Kathy Sinclair. I'm chair of the Buncombe County Democratic Party.
Thanks very much for your time. I appreciate it. Who decides who will serve out the remainder of the late Martin Nesbitt's term representing the 49th Senate District?
Members of our County Executive Committee who reside in the Senate District 49.
And how many people is that?
156.
Who are the candidates?
Right now we know of six candidates, and this is in no particular order: Terry Van Dyne, Veronica Gunter, Michelle Pace Wood, Aisha Wilson, Keith Young, and Charlie Owen III.
And is it possible that additional candidates could step forward?
Yes, we'll be taking nominations from the floor.
Are you planning on a long evening?
We're planning on a long evening. We're prepared for that, but we're hoping to keep the process very simple, very organized, and, it's a possibility it won't go that long.
Will the person chosen be on the ballot in November as well?
That's not the current plan. The election is to fulfill the term.
This is just the initial phase of this. You choose someone to serve out the remainder of the late Martin Nesbitt's term. And then what about the November election and facing a Republican in the November election?
Basically, it's a repeat of the same process. The same 156 people would go through this again. What we're doing is recommending somebody to the governor for the completion of the term, and the current plan is we would repeat this again to notify the Board of Elections that we have somebody's name to be placed on the ballot.
Is there a date for that second meeting?
It has not been scheduled yet. We do have to complete the process before the ballots are printed in August. August is the anticipated date.
And what is the role of the governor in this process?
He has 7 days to appoint our recommendation, or it becomes this person becomes the senator.
Why is it that the person that you will select, why wouldn't that person be on the ballot in November?
We just, at this time, when we made the decision, we just thought it left options open. There may be some people that would want to just do this short term to fulfill the ballot. We're still in the primary season. There's a number of reasons why we left our options open at this time.
Do you anticipate other candidates being nominated?
It's possible.
And will the candidates who are nominated actually be allowed to address the folks to vote?
Yes, absolutely. There is a nominating process, for first nomination, second nomination, and then have the candidates speak.
And those that are voting, will they be able to question the candidates?
We do not have that as part of the agenda, but there's at least an hour ahead of time that they can speak to the candidates. And then in between votes, there will be opportunities for them to speak one-on-one.
Is this an open process? Will the public be able to watch this?
Registered Democrats are invited.
Yeah. And where exactly is it going to be held?
It's in the new courtroom, Buncombe County Courthouse.
This is a very unusual circumstance and a very unfortunate circumstance, obviously.
It definitely is. Something that we could not have prepared for in advance, and it was very shocking to lose Senator Nesbitt.
Kathy Sinclair is the chair of the Buncombe County Democratic Party. Thank you very much.
You're very welcome. Thank you.